And then babies, well, at their first Christmas, they don't do very much. It's only when you start to get a little bit older that you learn about Christmas, and then it gets exciting. It's just not at first. But of course, what today is really all about is the first Christmas back in Bethlehem, when Jesus was born as a baby in amongst the animals. And our reading, or the story that we've heard on the DVD, told us then about the shepherds, who of course were the first people to hear about Jesus in the fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. This was, after all, the first Noel. As far as we know, they were the first people to actually see Jesus when they went to find Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus in the stable. Now, it kind of escaped your notice that the word first is getting a lot of airing this morning. And there's a reason for that, and I'm sure you'd expect, because it is, I want to use it as a mnemonic. Don't think about old monics here, all right? This is a mnemonic, which I'm sure some intelligent person amongst us can tell us. Nathan, what's a mnemonic? Oh!
Sorry.
Well, it helps you to remember something, exactly like that. Yes, it's a word that helps you to remember things. So we're going to use that word first this morning as a mnemonic. And if Lucy could bring me a letter F, that would be great. Right up here, that's great. Okay, we're going to put this here and we'll see how we go. There is absolutely no chance that it will roll around the right way. So brilliant. F. Okay, now you've got to think about this, all right? Think back to the story of the shepherds on the hillside then. The first thing that the angel said was, fear not, don't be afraid. So F then is going to stand for fear. Do we have an I? Chloe, well done. No. There we go. I'm thinking this has never been done before, and I can understand why that is now, but anyway. I, though, now think about I, then. What might that stand for? This describes what the angel then told the shepherds about Jesus being born in Bethlehem in the manger. The angel gave the shepherds information, instructions, more information, I think we'll go with information then. Excellent. And I have an R. R.
Very good. There we go.
Splendid. Right. So what happened then? Shush. What happened then when the angel had given the information to the shepherds about Jesus and the other angels had done all their singing? Something to start with R then. What do you think that might be? What happened next? Ran, that could be ran. But they, having heard that information, they responded.
Splendid.
Or reacted. Yeah, either would do those, but good. Good. Let's get on with this more quickly, shall we? Yes. Can we have an S, Chloe? Ah, now you've got to think about this one. So the S then, the shepherds had heard the angel's information. They had responded because they wanted to see for themselves. They wanted to see, pardon? That's good. That's all right. Fine. We're doing all right. They wanted to see for themselves. So off they went to Bethlehem then to find the place where Mary and Joseph were and to find baby Jesus in the stable. We have one left. Bring us a tea, Lucy. Tea then. Finally, having been to Bethlehem, having found that Jesus in the stable, just as the angel had said it would be, they then went, cup of tea. Probably. But they went to tell. They went to tell other people about what they had experienced. Excellent. I should let you into a little secret, actually. This entire talk was actually based around stir fry, but I couldn't actually afford the other two balloons. Anyway. Okay, so at this first Christmas then, the shepherds were fearful, frightened perhaps, by meeting the angel. And they were given information about Jesus. They responded to that information by talking about it together and then setting off to see for themselves. And then when they had found the family in the stable, just as it had been told that they would, they went off and told other people about it. And those people were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Now, although this story is very familiar to most of us today, I want you to hold on to this idea of first Christmas. The angel visited the shepherds to tell them about Jesus and the things that God was doing. So let's think a little more about these five letters then. F for fear. Fear is a reality for many of us. Sometimes we don't mind admitting it, but often we keep it in. That doesn't change the fact that we are fearful. And it's often the case, too, when it comes to the things of God. We tend to hold back from deepening our experience of God because we're just a bit unsure if we actually want to encounter more of him. But remember the angel's words. Don't be afraid. This is good stuff. Trust me, I'm an angel. I, information. Here we are again, another Christmas time, another year nearly ended, another new one about to start. The thing is, does it register? Does the information about Jesus hit home or just actually wash over? Of course, we all have to hear about Jesus for the first time. Just maybe today is that day for you. But don't be in the dark. As the angel said, all this about Jesus is good news. We call this the gospel message about Jesus. Not only that he came to Bethlehem all those years ago, but he still comes today to all who will receive him. Now, the main source of our information about Jesus is the Bible. I've just had a horrible realization that, is this getting close to the Tory Party conference here? My balloons are going to inflate or fall down. Oh, I know how she felt. Anyway, the information we have about Jesus principally then comes to us from the Bible. So if you're Bible readers, keep on reading. If you're not Bible readers, then make a start. Get stuck in. R was for response. The shepherds didn't just sit around after the angels had gone and say, well, that was unusual. Quite interesting, really. I think I'll go back to sleep now. No, of course not. They first of all just talked about it amongst themselves. And then they set off. They did something. They responded. They stopped being shepherds and left the sheep on the hillside. And they went off to the village to try and find out what had happened. And one of the things about the Christian gospel is that you can take it or leave it. In his love for us, God says, here is my son. Because I love you, I'm willing to let him live among you and eventually die for you because of the way that you are. How we respond to God's most amazing gift is up to us. S then, seeing for yourself. There's a verse in one of the Psalms that says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. The shepherds didn't take the angel's word at face value. They went off, they searched the village, and they found the stable, and they saw for themselves. They saw Jesus in the manger, and Mary and Joseph, just as it had been told to them. The thing is, you can't have a second-hand faith. Each one of us has to seek out and find Jesus for ourselves. As a Christian writer once put it, God has no grandchildren. And then the T for telling others. Fact is, the shepherds were so impacted by what they discovered and what they'd experienced, they couldn't help actually telling other people about it. They didn't have to. There was no instruction from the angel to do it. They didn't have to go and tell other people. They didn't have to spread the good news or evangelize. They just simply had such an experience that they had to speak about it. And the folk that they told were amazed. They didn't meet a wall of indifference or rude rebuff. People were glad to hear what they had to say. They were clearly genuine about what they'd experienced and could not help telling others about it too. When it comes to the things of God, our response can often be one of fear or at least apprehension about what it might mean. So let's hear today the voice that assures us and still says, don't be afraid. Be informed, listen, learn, inquire, read, ask. We live in times when we have so much opportunity to be informed, and yet it is still easy to let it all wash over. Which is why we too need to respond to God's word, to accept the gift of his love for us, and to welcome Jesus into our lives, and to allow his Holy Spirit to indwell us, change us, and inspire us. And that is something each one of us need to do for ourselves. We can't piggyback on someone else's faith. We too have to find out for ourselves just what Jesus is all about. When Jesus comes into our lives, it is a very real experience. Different for each one of us, but nevertheless real. These days, when people witness something and the media turn up with their cameras and their microphones, people talk. They tell what they saw, what they heard, how it impacted them. They don't have to, they want to. And that is the way it is with us, those of us who encounter Jesus. We just need to tell it like it is. So we celebrate again today Jesus' birthday and think about the first Christmas day. Just hold on to those five letters. And perhaps on the 1st of January, at the start of the new year, resolve to take it forward. God's gift to us all at Christmas is his son Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And wherever you are in dealing with the things of God, whether you're fearful, needing information, challenged to respond, needing to see for yourself, or needing to tell others about him, remember the visit of the angels to the shepherds of Bethlehem and their experience on that very first Christmas day.